Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your love for our lives. Thank you for your blessings you have released into our lives. Thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for your interventions. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you for giving us progress and success and prosperity. Thank you, Father. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for empowering us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for fighting our battles. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for making us stronger than our enemies. Thank you for making us to possess our possessions. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the good things you have in store for us. We thank you for the breakthroughs we have received from you. We thank you for our prayers that you have already answered. We thank you for doors you have opened for us. We thank you for a new glory you have placed upon us. Thank you for surprising us with miracles and with signs and wonders. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for preserving our going out and coming in. Thank you for not allowing the attacks the enemy sent into our lives to prosper in our lives. Thank you for destroying all the works of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you for destroying the weapons our enemies were using to attack and oppress us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a glorious future you have prepared for us. And we thank you because you will take us into that glorious future. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for great things you're going to do in the lives of every one of us before this year comes to an end. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for good news that will rise from the midst of our lives and situations. And thank you for great testimonies that we'll be sharing very shortly. Thank you, Father. We are here in your presence at this time to seek your face, to pray, and to receive blessings from you. We are here to pour out our hearts unto you, to place our requests before you. We are here because we need your help and because we need your interventions. Oh Lord, visit us tonight in Jesus' name. Hear us and answer all our prayers in Jesus' name. Give us blessings that are beyond our expectations and imaginations in Jesus' name. Have your way in our lives, O Lord. Take your place in our midst and let your power fall and let your glory fall. And let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do great and mighty things. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to take some worship songs right now. My need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need you every hour. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
I need thee every hour.
I need thee. Oh, I need thee.
every how I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord.
We give you all the glory.
We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Mighty God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Hell shall down. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Mighty God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Hell shall down.
We will lift up his name higher. We will lift up his name higher. Oh, Jehovah. Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name. I am, oh Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name. I am.
For we will lift up his name higher. We will lift up his name higher. O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name higher. O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name higher. We will lift up his name higher. We will lift up his name higher. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name higher. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name higher. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto you, our Lord. Glory, honor, glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto you, our Lord. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power
mighty in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood of Jesus. There is power mighty in the blood. Everlasting power. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, hallelujah, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. El Shaddai, you are glorious. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Through all the endless ages, you will be crowned with praises, Lord, Most High. Throughout the endless ages. Throughout the endless ages, you will be crowned with praises, Lord, exalted.
Exalted in every nation. Sovereign of all creation, Lord. Most high, be magnified. Throughout the endless ages, you will be crowned with praises, Lord, Most High. Exalted, exalted in every nation, sovereign of all creation, Lord, Most High. Be magnified, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. I have made you too small in my eyes, O Lord. Forgive me. I have believed in a lie that you are unable to help me. But now, O Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And with my heart and with my song, O Lord, be magnified, O Lord, be magnified,
be magnified,
be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. O Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified, O Lord. Be magnified.
Be magnified in our lives.
Be magnified, O Lord. You are exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. O Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified, O Lord, be magnified,
be magnified,
O Lord, be magnified, O Lord, be magnified
in our midst.
O Lord, be magnified.
As we pray,
oh Lord, be magnified.
As we worship,
oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way.
He will make a way.
He will make a way.
God will make a way.
God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way.
If you believe,
He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way.
He will make a way.
He will make a way. Jesus sees the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus sees the way. Oh, Jesus sees the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus sees the way. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of You, the praises start. Love You so much, Jesus. Love You so much. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of You, the praises start. Love You so much. I love You, Lord Jesus. Love You so much. Lord, I love You. Lord, I love You. My soul sings. Hear in Your praises, soaring on Your wings. Love You so much, Jesus. Love You so much. Begin to worship and bless His name. Glorify and adore Him. Praise Him with a grateful heart. Worship Him with a grateful heart.
adore Him with a grateful heart, celebrate Him with a grateful heart, glorify Him from a grateful heart. We praise You, Father. We praise You, King of Kings. We praise You, King of Glory. We praise You, Almighty God. Almighty God. All-sufficient God. The most powerful God. The most merciful God. The most high God. We worship You, Lord. You do great and mighty works. You do terrible things in righteousness. You make impossible things happen. We praise You, El Shaddai. We praise You, Helion. We praise You, Elohim. We praise You, Adonai. We worship You, Lord, for You are the Almighty. You do terrible things in righteousness. You make ways where there are no ways. You open doors no man can shut. You shut doors no man can open. You solve difficult problems. We praise You, Father. You are the giver of eternal life. You are the giver of joy, giver of peace, giver of light. We praise You, Lord. You control times and seasons. We praise You, Father. You control the governments of the world. You control the entire universe. You determine what should happen, what will happen, and what will not happen. We praise You, Father. You determine the end of things even before they exist. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, everlasting Father. We praise You, King of Kings. You are worthy of our praises. You are worthy to be glorified. For You gave Your life. You laid down Your life so that we can be saved, so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be redeemed. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank You, Father, for all the helps You have sent into my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank You, Father, for all the helps You have sent into my life. Thank You, for all the helps I have received from you. Thank you for helping me in my helplessness. Thank you for helping me when I couldn't help myself. Thank you for helping me in my weaknesses. Thank you for helping me in my hopelessness. Thank you, Father, for releasing your helps into my life and into my situations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for making me to prosper in things many couldn't prosper. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for making me to prosper in those things many people couldn't prosper. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving me prosperity in everything that I do. Thank you, Father, for making me to prosper in everything I lay my hands upon. Thank you, Father, for making me to succeed and prosper in those things others find it difficult to prosper. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for all the opportunities you have sent into my life so that I can experience breakthroughs and progress through those opportunities. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all the opportunities you have sent into my life so that progress can happen in my life, so that breakthroughs can happen in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the revelations you have shown me concerning yourself and concerning your plans for my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all the revelations and dreams and visions you have shown me concerning yourself and concerning your plans for my life. Thank you, Father, for revealing things to me concerning yourself, concerning your personality, concerning your kingdom, concerning your ways, concerning your truths, concerning your righteousness, and concerning your plans for my life. Thank you, Father, for revealing things to me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the forces of darkness to overcome me. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the powers of darkness to overcome me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for not allowing the forces of hell, the powers of darkness, to conquer me. Thank you, Father, because they waged the war against me, but they did not succeed. They waged war against my life, against my destiny, against my calling, against my marriage, against my family, and they did not succeed. Thank you for not allowing my enemies to succeed over my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the organs in my body to fail. Yeah, we have some people with failures of their organs. They have kidney failure, heart failure, liver failure, and organs in their body started to fail. But your own case is not like that. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing any organ in my body to fail. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. You might not know how good God has been to you, that in that all the organs in your body are functioning properly. Say, Father, thank you, because none of the organs of my body has failed. Say, thank you, because my legs can walk. My hands can move. My eyes can see. My heart is functioning well. My kidney is functioning well. My stomach is functioning well. My liver is functioning well. Thank you, Father, because the organs of my body have not failed. Thank you for sustaining my health. Thank you for keeping me in good health. Thank you for making all the parts of my body to function as you created them to function. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for giving me daily bread. And Jesus said we should pray and say, Heavenly Father, give us this day our daily bread. You can say, thank you, Father, for giving me daily bread, giving me the food to eat every day. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. There are people who have not eaten for 3 days. I mean, up to now, they have not eaten. Say, thank you, Father, for giving me daily bread. Thank you for feeding me on a daily basis. Thank you for providing what I eat on a daily basis. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the arrows of darkness that flies in the day and in the night and in the midnight to enter into my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the arrows of destruction that flies in the daytime and in the noon, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the night, and in the midnight to touch me. Thank you for not allowing the deadly arrows of the enemy to touch me. Thank you for not allowing the evil arrows of the enemy to touch my family members. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing the witchcraft attacks that moves in the air, that moves in the wind to touch me and my household. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my spirit, soul, and body with the power of God for complete deliverance. You're going to say, I connect my spirit, soul, and body with the power of God for total deliverance. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand as you pray this prayer. Begin to say, I connect my spirit, soul, and body with the fullness of God's power, with the fullness of God's anointing, with the fullness of God's dominion, with the fullness of God's fire for complete deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to say, let there be complete deliverance in my body. Let there be complete deliverance in my soul. Let there be complete deliverance in my spirit by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, let there be complete deliverance right now. I connect with the power of God for complete deliverance. I connect my body with the power of God. I connect my soul with the power of God. I connect my spirit with the power of God for complete deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost spread into every part of my life and destroy every walk of darkness that is going on secretly in my life. See, fire of the Holy Ghost spread into every area of my life, every part of my life, and destroy every work of the devil that is going on secretly in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into every part of my life and destroy every work of darkness that is going on secretly right now. Destroy every work of witchcraft. Destroy every work of demons, every work of evil spirits going on secretly in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, praise them. Praise them right now and destroy them all. Every work of darkness going on secretly in any area of my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, locate them and destroy them all. As it is written that for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Right now, let the fire of the Holy Ghost locate every walk of darkness going on secretly in my life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost locate and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray. The Bible says, surely they will gather together, but not by the will of God. And because their gathering is not according to the will of God, the Bible says, God will scatter them. Yeah, God will scatter them. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand, and you're going to say, Almighty God, scatter every gathering of darkness and agents of darkness that is against my life and destiny. Scatter them forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Almighty God, scatter every gathering of darkness and agents of darkness that is against my destiny, against my life, against my calling. Scatter them forever. Scatter them and let them never be able to come together again. Let them never be able to find themselves again. Every gathering of satanic agents for my life to experience downfall and evil. O God of heaven and the earth, scatter those gatherings right now. Scatter them forever. every coming together of agents of Satan, creatures of Satan, spirits of darkness, for evil to happen in my life and destiny. Oh Lord, scatter them forever. Send your east wind upon them and let your wind scatter them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, devour every creature of darkness on assignment to cause evil in my life. You're going to say, oh Lord of hosts, devour every creature of darkness on assignment to cause evil in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. O Lord of hosts, O Lion of the tribe of Judah, devour into pieces every creature of darkness that is on assignment to cause evil in my life and destiny. Devour them now in the name of Jesus. As wild animals, devour their praise. O Lord of hosts, devour them. Devour them. Tear them into pieces. Right now, tear them into pieces. Every creature of darkness, whether they are visible or invisible, that is on assignment to cause evil in my life, in my destiny. O Lion of Judah, devour them. Devour them right now. Tear them into pieces. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every spirit and covenant of failure that is upon my life. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy every spirit and covenant of failure upon my life, upon my destiny. Right now, in Jesus' name, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, destroy every covenant and spirit of failure that is upon my life, that is upon my career, upon my calling, upon my destiny, upon my skills. Every covenant of failure, every spirit of failure upon my business, upon my academics, upon my job, upon my life, upon the works of my hands, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength and authority to conquer every battle my parents have handed over to me, or every battle I inherited from my parents and ancestors. You're going to say, I receive strength and power and authority to conquer them all. Open your mouth and pray. Say, I receive strength. I receive power. I receive authority to conquer every battle I inherited from my parents, from my grandparents, from my ancestors. I receive power to conquer them now. I receive fire to conquer those battles now. I receive authority to conquer them now. In the name of Jesus, every battle that was transferred down to me from my ancestors, all the battles they couldn't conquer and was transferred to upon me, I receive power to conquer them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing to conquer them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand, and you're going to pray like this. The Bible says, the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, every mountain and every barrier on my path to progress, I command them to melt right now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. So in the name of Jesus, let every mountain, let every roadblocks, let every barrier on my path to progress, on my path to greatness, begin to melt right now. As mountains melt like wax before the Lord, let them begin to melt right now. Let them begin to melt right now before God's presence in my life. Let them begin to melt right now. In the name of Jesus, every mountain, every barrier, every entrance, every obstacle that is blocking my progress, blocking my greatness, I command them to melt right now. In the name of Jesus, I command them to melt. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every opportunity that I missed to return back to me. Every opportunity that was meant to make my life succeed, that I missed, I command those opportunities to return back to me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, every opportunity that I missed, every opportunity that I missed, I command you to return back to me right now in the name of Jesus. Every opportunity that were meant to change my life, to move me forward, to make me succeed, to make me prosper, I command you to return back to me right now in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to come back to me right now in the name of Jesus. Every opportunity that was meant to change my life, every opportunity that was meant to move my life forward, every opportunity that was meant to fetch me riches and wealth, I command them to come back to me right now. In the name of Jesus, every opportunity that I missed, I command you to return back to me now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say every divine direction, divine guidance, divine instruction, divine revelation that I missed, I command them to return back to me right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every divine revelation, divine inspiration, divine instruction, divine guidance, divine direction that I missed, I command them all to return back to me right now. Every divine dream that I missed, I command them to return back to me right now. In the name of Jesus, let them return back to me. Every divine voice that I missed, come back to me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say every divine favor and help that I missed, I command them to return back to me right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every divine favor, every divine help that I missed, I command them to return back to me right now. In the name of Jesus, I command them to return back to me right now. In the name of Jesus, divine helper that I missed, every destiny helper that I missed, I command them to return back to me right now. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God, let them come back to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, shine your light upon me. And let your light evaporate every spirit of confusion in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, shine your light upon me. Shine your light into my soul. Shine your light into my spirit. And let your light chase away every spirit of confusion right now. In the name of Jesus. Shine your light upon me. Shine your light upon me. everlasting Father, Almighty God, shine your light upon me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, shine your light right now. Shine your light right now. In the name of Jesus. And let your light evaporate every confusion that has taken over my soul. Let your light evaporate every confusion that has taken over my mind. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray with your hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the light of God remove every demonic cloud that is not allowing me to see the things God is showing me to see the visions God is revealing to me. Let the light of God destroy such clouds right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, let the light of God begin to destroy every demonic cloud that is not allowing me to see what the Lord is showing me. Every demonic cloud that is not allowing me to see clearly what the Lord is showing me. Let the light of God destroy those clouds right now. In the name of Jesus, let the light of God shine into my spirit and into my soul and into my mind, and let that light destroy every cloud of darkness that is blocking my vision, my spiritual vision, every cloud of darkness that is blocking me from seeing what the Lord is showing me clearly. Let the light of God evaporate such cloud. Let the light of God destroy such cloud right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of faith. I receive the spirit of faith to be able to pray and experience victory. You're going to say, I receive the spirit of faith to be able to pray and experience victory, to be able to pray and experience dominion at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive the spirit of faith that is able to give me victory and dominion at all times. I receive the spirit of faith right now. I receive the spirit of faith that will enable me to make declarations to to decree and to confess things, and they will happen exactly as I have spoken. I receive such spirit of faith right now. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of faith that will make me to speak things into existence. The spirit of faith that will make me to speak miracles into existence. The spirit of faith that will make me to speak victories into manifestation. I receive that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. I receive the spirit of faith that will eliminate fear and doubt from my life completely. I receive the spirit of faith that will eliminate unbelief from my life completely right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every power that is destroying my testimonies before they appear, every power that is destroying my miracles before they appear, let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every power terminating my blessings before they appear, let the hunger of God consume them. Every power terminating my miracles before they show up in my life. Every power terminating my testimonies before they manifest, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness that is destroying a goodness in my life before I experience those goodness, let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut off every evil hand that is rewriting the story of my life for evil. Let the sword of the Lord cut them into pieces. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the sword of the Lord cut off every satanic hand, every demonic hand, every evil hand that is rewriting the story of my life for evil. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off right now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft hand, every hand of agents of Satan that is rewriting the story of my life for evil, let the sword of the Lord cut them into pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onwards, the peace of God shall prevail in my life. The peace of God shall take over my life, shall take over my spirit, shall take over my soul, shall take over my body, and troubles and sorrows shall be far from me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, from this day onwards, the peace of God shall prevail in my life. The peace of God shall take over my soul. The peace of God shall take over my mind. The peace of God shall take over my spirit in the name of Jesus. And every form of sorrow and troubles shall be far from me, shall be far from my dwelling place, shall be far from my home, shall be far from my family from this day onwards, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. You're going to pray. And there is an anointing that makes you to find everything you seek. Yeah, maybe you are seeking for divine direction concerning something. Maybe you are seeking for answers concerning something. There is an anointing that makes you find everything you are seeking for. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put upon me anointing that will make me find whatever I seek. Anointing that will make me find everything I seek through prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put upon me anointing that will make me discover everything I seek through prayers, through meditation, through studying. Everything I seek, give me an anointing that will make me find them, such that when I seek for wisdom, I get wisdom. Such that when I seek for knowledge, I get it. Such that when I seek for revelations, I get it. Instructions, I get it. Directions, I get it. Oh Lord, put upon me such anointing that will make me find whatever I seek. In the name of Jesus, put upon my life such anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. Anointing that will make me find answers to every question. Anointing that will make me find solutions to every problem. Anointing that will make me find wisdom and understanding every time I need them. Oh Lord, put upon me such anointing right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, fill me with enough fire and power that will make me to be unconquerable, or that will make me a person that the enemy can never conquer. Oh Lord, fill me with fire and power. Fill me with enough fire and power that will make me unconquerable in the battles of life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, fill me with fire. Fill me with power. That will make me too strong for the enemy to overcome. That will make me too strong for the enemy to defeat. Oh Lord, fill me with power, enough power, and enough fire that will make me too strong for my enemies to overcome, too strong for my enemies to conquer, and too hot for my enemies to oppress. Fill me with fire and power right now. Fill me with enough power. In my spirit, let there be enough fire all the time. Let there be enough fire and power. In my soul, let there be enough fire and power. In my body, let there be enough fire and power. That will make me too strong for the enemies to overcome. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. One of the ways through which we get a lot of inspiration and revelations from God is through meditation. And I realize that many Christians don't meditate nowadays, and that is why they are so shallow concerning spiritual things. Many Christians are novice concerning the things of God, concerning the things of God's kingdom, and the reason is because they do not meditate on the Word of God. Yeah, because it is in meditation that we get wisdom and revelations. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, empower my mind and soul to meditate on God's word day and night. So Holy Spirit, empower my mind and soul to meditate on God's word day and night, so that I can receive revelations and inspiration. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, empower my mind, empower my soul. It is your mind and your soul that you really have to put to work during meditation. So Holy Spirit, empower my mind, strengthen my mind and my soul to be able to meditate day and night on God's word. Holy Spirit, strengthen my mind right now in the name of Jesus, so that I can receive wisdom from the Lord, impartation from the Lord, understanding from the Lord, directions from the Lord, and revelations from the Lord. Holy Spirit, strengthen my mind and my soul to be able to meditate on God's word day and night without getting tired in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, one of the ways to become stronger than temptations, especially those temptations that comes to your mind, or those temptations that appears in your mind in form of negative thoughts, lustful thoughts, prideful thoughts. One of the ways to overcome those temptations is through meditation. Yeah, the more you meditate, the stronger your mind becomes. Yeah, because you use your mind to meditate. So the more you meditate, the stronger your mind becomes. So your mind becomes stronger to resist temptations. Yeah, so you are still going to pray that prayer again. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower my mind to do meditation exercises in such a way that my spiritual life grows, in such a way that my spiritual life becomes edified. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, empower my mind to do meditation exercises that will lead to my spiritual growth. Empower my mind to do meditation exercises that will lead to my spiritual advancement right now in the name of Jesus. Empower my mind to do meditation exercises that will make me stronger spiritually, that will make me stronger than temptations, that will make me stronger than sin. Empower me to do meditation exercises that will make me stronger than demons and all the appearances of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you want to grow spiritually, you must learn to face your fears. You know, many times people run away from their fears. Yeah, sometimes you hear people say, I don't want to think about that. Yeah, because whenever I think about that, I become down in my spirit. You should think about it. I don't know if you're getting my point. You should face your fear. Yeah, some people will say, don't mention about that. I don't want to think about that. Because if I think about that, I'll start getting worried, or I'll start getting angry. That is the reason why you should think about it. Yeah, you should think about it and then overcome whatever darkness that is connected to that thing you are afraid to think about. Yeah, so that is how you grow spiritually. So when you keep running away from your fears, you continue to be a slave to darkness. But when you face your fear, you become victorious. Yeah, so even those things that you don't want to think about, take it into the place of meditation and think about them in the light of God's word. Think about them through God's word. And you will see that those things are nothing. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to face my fears and to overcome them. I receive strength to face my fears and to overcome them all. I receive strength to enter into my fears and overcome them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Gelashtanish tetushdana. Manteneke gishdana. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to face my fears and to overcome them all. I receive strength to enter into my fears and overcome them all right now in the name of Jesus. I receive strength to face my fears with confidence in the word of God, with boldness, till my fears become afraid of me. Till the things I fear become afraid of me. I receive strength to face my fears and overcome them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I mean, you're still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive strength to go through every process the Holy Spirit is taking me through so as to become the person God wants me to be. You're going to say, I receive strength to go through the process successfully. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength, I receive wisdom to go through the process the Holy Ghost is taking me through so that I will become the person God wants me to be. I receive strength to go through the process and to finish the process successfully in the name of Jesus. I receive strength right now. I receive wisdom to go through the process the Holy Ghost is taking me through in order to transform me into the person God wants me to be. I receive strength to go through that process successfully. I receive patience and I receive wisdom to go through the process successfully. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my life every negative attitude, every negative character that will not allow the name of the Lord to be glorified in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now from my life. Open your mouth and breathe. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my life every negative character, every negative attitude that will not allow the name of the Lord to be glorified in my life. Every negative character that will bring shame to the name of the Lord in my life. Holy Spirit, uproot them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, every ungodly attitude, ungodly lifestyle, ungodly character, ungodly behavior that will not glorify God's name, that will not glorify God's name in my life and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, every behavior in my life, everything that I do, that is going to bring shame and disgrace upon my life, Holy Ghost fire, remove them now from my life. Uproot them now from my life, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, we have 7 more prayer points. And then we'll round off the session. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every gift, every spiritual gift in me that you have placed in me that haven't manifested, let them begin to manifest now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, let every spiritual gift in me, every spiritual ability in me that I've never manifested, rise and manifest right now. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual gift, every spiritual ability, every talent, every God-given talent, God-given skill in me that I've not yet manifested, oh Lord, bring them into manifestation right now. Command them to manifest right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, bring them into manifestation right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. God is able to heal or fix whatever the enemy has spoiled or damaged in your life. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, by your mercy, heal and repair every aspect of my life that have been damaged, that have been wounded by the enemy. Say, Father, heal them now. Repair them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Only the manufacturer can repair whatever damage have happened to the products they manufactured. Only God can fix whatever have been damaged in your life. Even the doctors cannot do it if God is not doing it. Begin to say, Father, by your mercy, fix every part of my life that the enemy has spoiled. Every part of my life the enemy has damaged. Father, fix them now. Repair them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Every part of my spirit, every part of my soul, every part of my body, every part of my life, every part of my destiny that the kingdom of darkness have damaged, Father, by your mercy, fix them now. Repair them now. Restore them now. Heal them now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bring into my life every person that needs to walk closely with me for the fulfillment of my destiny. Say, Father, bring them into my life right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, bring into my life every person that needs to walk closely with me. Every person that needs to partner with me for my destiny to be fulfilled. Every person that needs to become a close friend with me for my destiny to be fulfilled. Every person that needs to walk together with me, that need to support me, that need to be very close to me for my destiny to be fulfilled. Oh Lord, bring them into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Wherever they are, bring them into my life. People that matters to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. People that matters to the fulfillment of your purpose for my life. Oh Lord, begin to bring them into my life. Begin to bring them to me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God destroy every realm of darkness that is introducing evil into my life through my dreams, through the dreams of the night. Every realm of darkness introducing evil into my life, channeling evil into my life through the dreams of the night. Let God's judgment consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God consume them. Let the judgment of God waste them. Every realm of darkness, channeling darkness, channeling evil, channeling poisons, channeling pollution into my life through the dreams of the night. Let the judgment of God consume them right now in Jesus' name. Every realm of witchcraft, every realm of marine spirit that are injecting evil into my life, injecting evil into my spirit, soul, and body through dreams of the night, let the judgment of God consume them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove every veil of darkness on my face, on my head, that is not allowing the angels of God to locate me. That is not allowing the angels of God and destiny helpers to find me. The fire of the Holy Ghost to remove those veils right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The kingdom of darkness, they can hide you from being discovered even by the angels and by your destiny helpers. Begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every veil of darkness, every covering of darkness on my head, on my face, that is not allowing God's angels and destiny helpers to find me, to locate me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the veil, remove the veil right now. Remove the veil, remove the veil. Every veil of darkness that is making me to look like someone else, to look differently from who I am in the sight of God's angels and destiny helpers, let the fire of the Holy Ghost remove those veils right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to live my life in perfect alignment with the will of God. You can say, I receive grace to live my life, to live each day of my life on earth in perfect agreement, in perfect alignment with the will of God. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. I receive grace to live my entire life on daily basis in perfect alignment with God's will for my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. I receive grace to walk in alignment with God's plans for my life. I receive grace to walk in alignment with God's will for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I receive grace to do everything according to the will of God. I receive grace to live each day of my life the way God wants me to live them. I receive grace to take actions that are in line with God's will for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, use me as your light bearer that will point people to your kingdom. Say, Father, use me as your light bearer that will show people the way to your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The whole world is in deep darkness, and God is looking for people that we use to lighten up this world. Begin to say, Father, use me as a light bearer, as your light bearer, that we show people the way to righteousness. Use me as your light bearer in this world full of darkness, that we point people to your kingdom, that we show people the way to your kingdom. Use me, O Lord, to lead souls of men out of darkness into your kingdom, into your light. In the name of Jesus, use me to correct those that are wrong. Use me to win souls into your kingdom. Use me, O Lord, to expose these things in the lives of people and to lead them to repentance and to lead them to your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Before we round off the session, I'm going to briefly do something. There is a family in our ministry. I mean, among us, there's a family among us that wants to dedicate their children. So, I'm going to be praying for those children now. And after that, I will be praying for every one of you. Yeah, so I'm going to mention the name of those of the children. Yeah, the names of the couple. Yeah, they are. Sister Prisca, yeah, Sister Prisca, and then Brother Boniface, yeah. So they are part of this ministry. They are husband and wife, yeah, and they want to dedicate their children. Yeah. So, and I will mention the names of those children, and as I mentioned there, and after mentioning their names, I will pray. I'll pray for them. Yeah. So, they've not been able to dedicate their children for a long time. So, so they are using this platform or this opportunity to have them dedicated in God's presence. Yeah, so these are the names of the children. The first is Mona Chukuso, if I'm correct, which means I'm walking with my God. Yeah, Munachukuso. And then the second child is Gift Chikamara, which means God knows best. That is, that Chikamara means God knows best. And then the third child, Blessing, Chino Yerim, which means God is with me. Yeah. And then the fourth, Chisom, which means God walks with me. And then Chinedu, which means God guides me. Yeah. So those are the names of the children. So as I'll be praying for these children, I want every one of you to be in agreement and to keep saying amen right there where you are. Yeah, to show that you are in agreement with every prayer. I pray for these children that are being dedicated right now. Father, we thank you for the lives of these children you have given to this family. Thank you for you have sent them into this world as as it is written in your word, that children are arrows in your quiver, and you have sent these children into this world through this family, you know, so that they will cause a great change in the head at such a time like this. We thank you for this gift you have given to this family. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that your mighty hand be upon these children from the oldest to the youngest. O Lord, let your mighty hand rest upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, let every attack of the enemy that is being fashioned against them be completely destroyed. In the name of Jesus, let your plans for each of these children begin to manifest now. In the name of Jesus, I ask, O Lord, that all that it will take the parent to care for these children, to send them to school, to send them to different schools till they become great in life. Oh Lord, supply those needs right now. Supply all that they need to take care of these children right now in Jesus' name. I pray that these children, they shall grow. They shall grow up before your presence in the fear of you. They shall grow up to love you. They shall grow up to know you. They shall grow up to serve you and to please you in Jesus' name. And I prophesy that these children, they shall grow up to know peace in their family in Jesus' name. There shall be no trouble, there shall be no conflict, there shall be no disunity between their parents as they grow up in Jesus' name. I decree that every evil that Satan has programmed ahead of these children, every evil Satan has programmed into their future to happen to them at a certain age, I decree that such evil are terminated right now. Such evils are destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I hand over each of these children to you. I dedicate them to you. And I prophesy that they shall be for you. They shall not be for this world. They shall serve you. They shall not serve Satan. They shall love you and they shall not love this world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray that you put your Holy Spirit upon these children and use them to solve problems in their generations. In Jesus' name, use them to invent solutions that the world is waiting for at this time. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. So now I'm going to be praying for every one of you. Together, I mean, every one of us here, raise up your right hand. as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy that endures forever. Thank you for all the good things you have done in our lives. Thank you for your power that is always with us and that always creates our testimonies and the miracles. Thank you for your power that you have released for the transformation of our lives and destinies at this time. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the prayers you have led us to pray tonight. I thank you for those of the prayers that have already been answered. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for choosing everyone here for greatness. Thank you for appointing us for greatness and for elevation. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on every life here and that you forgive every sin that your people have committed. O Lord, forgive the sins of your people in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you open the new chapter of the lives of your people, the new glorious chapter of their lives. Father, open that chapter and take them into that new glory right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the angels of the Lord shall be mobilized to create the miracles that you have been waiting for. Right now, in Jesus' name, the angels of the Lord, they shall be mobilized to create the breakthroughs and the progress and the success and the prosperity you have been expecting from the Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, I pray for you that your trust and your faith in God shall not fail and shall not be disappointed in the name of Jesus. All that you have been trusting God for, heaven shall release them all in the name of Jesus. And you shall not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Every battle that is appearing to be too strong for you to conquer, I decree that the Lord of hosts, who is strong and mighty in battles, shall enter into those battles and shall give you complete victory in the name of Jesus. The hand of God shall rewrite the story of your life. And the story of your life shall become a success story and a greatness story in the name of Jesus. I decree that you shall possess your possessions from this moment onwards, and all that the enemy have stolen from you shall be returned back to you by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the favor and the help that you need at this time to move forward at this time, they shall come looking for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray that the hand of God separates you from every unfriendly friend that you have drawn closer to yourself. Let there be separation right now in the name of Jesus. And everything you are believing God that you will have in this month of November, I decree that you shall have them. Everything that you are trusting that God will give you in this month of November, I speak with the authority in the name of the Lord that you shall have them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.